Hello there, Gia.
Good evening, Keish. How we doing?
Doing okay. I'm a little fuzzy in my head though tonight. I don't know why, but and maybe you won't notice anything different.
Fuzzy in your head, that conjures up an interesting image. Fuzzy in your head, yeah. I'm just thinking of internal fuzzy brain kind of a picture. Don't mind me. I haven't had any dinner.
Oh,
I'm a little
sheesh. So we're
fuzzy
both
as
going to
well.
be a little
Oh, I
bit.
know. Wow, I was busy. I was just kind of busy. But I did watch Hospital, and I watched it every day. And I even watched a little snippet. I might watch the rest. I passed by this little like live whatever of Nicholas and Valentine and Uncle Victor doing a little live. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Like a little, it was like a little live chat.
Oh,
It
okay.
wasn't the characters, it was the actors. And they were doing a live chat and answering questions. And it was delightful to see them just, you know, speaking of their craft and joking around. And what a nice group of men, I thought. What a nice little group of men. I'm turning into my mother. Oh my God.
Which isn't a
Yeah.
bad thing, Gia, really.
No, it would be a good thing, really. But she used to say that about, she was obsessed with the Memphis Grizzly basketball team in her latter
Oh
years.
yeah, that's right. I've forgotten
And
about
she used
that.
to say, yeah, she used to say things like, they're just such nice boys and they just love and support each other and they're just nice boys. And that's probably true. I think that might be true.
And it is nice to see, if you can convince yourself that that's what you're looking at.
Yeah, but it was fun to hear him talking. And back to not the Grizzlies, but the actors of Nicholas and Uncle Victor and Valentine, because just like anybody who's doing a job in the arts, I guess, or maybe any job, you know, they're sort of addicted to their craft and they're into it, and they want to do it well, and they and. You know, they speak highly. They were asking them what, how did they like working with Maura West, Ava? And there was true admiration in their comments and just what a pro she is and what she brings to each scene. And you know, and they said similar things about the Nicholas, I mean about the Spencer
Very
actor. And
nice.
yeah, I just thought, well, this is, these guys are into this. And they'd asked him a funny question. They asked him, like, do you ever tell the writers if they're taking something in a direction you don't like or putting you with characters you don't,
Oh,
you know?
yeah.
And they were like, no, that, you know,
Because
basically
they
doesn't bode well for your job. But they, but Valentine was saying, I'm sorry, I don't know their real names. Valentine was saying that
James is his first name, right?
James, okay, that they would sometimes, you know, do the scene poorly, like not, like if they didn't, you know, they would think, oh well, if they do it poor, or if there was some actor they thought they should be paired with, they'd kind of like turn it on a lot, you know, in hopes that the writers would notice that there was like a spark there, chemistry, and maybe, you know,
Interesting.
yes, a little subtle. So that was kind of funny.
Well, it seems like the Ava factor, I bet she probably has sort of raised the level of, their acting,
Yeah, and I think some of these other veterans, you know, like Laura, Jeannie Francis, or any of them, yeah, that bring a layered approach to their characters, and yeah,
They know
but
they've got to bring it if they're going to be acting with them.
yeah, and but they were also very, I don't know if it's going to make you more pro Spencer, but they were all kind of like he really deserved to win that Demi, and that he really like that he's like he's not just learning his lines on the day of. He's like he knows what he's trying to do, and he's, you know, he's really working hard at it.
Well, I so somehow it's happened. I have become sort of
Ah.
a fan of his. I don't know when or how, but
Uh-oh.
although I noticed today when he was walking away, I guess he was leaving Ava and Nicholas, and it looked
Yeah.
like his arm was just sort of swinging back.
I know there's something weird about his arms. It's like they're from another they're from another body or something, like a Frankenstein thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And speaking of Frankenstein, did you want to say more about that? About the arms?
Oh, I was just going to say, not about the arms, but I love his arms. They're fabulous. they remind me of when they put arms on birds, you know, in little videos. I know you don't see stuff like that, but it cracks me up every time. I love scenes with Spencer and Ava.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of wish that had gone a little further. I don't know that I wanted her to spill the beans.
I did.
You did? Well, I guess, I have no idea what the fallout is going to look like from that.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. But I would kind of like to see them sort of on the same page, or at least.
Yeah, well, they kind of are. I feel like they believe that the other is a worthy adversary.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas Nicholas is like, you know, like so much.
He's not quite.
So much baggage, you know, to both of them. Yeah. You know, at this point, poor guy.
He's a little bit at their mercy, isn't he?
They've got, I don't know, they're just more mentally agile or something in their all their gyrations, and he's just, I don't know. Getting snookered by Esme really brought him down.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? Yeah. And actually, while we're on the Spencer topic, I liked his interaction with Britt. It was almost, again, almost too good to be true.
Like, listen to you.
I know. I don't remember. They said he'd apologized once before, and somehow I don't remember what that apology looked like.
I think he did. I don't remember.
I'm sure they weren't lying. But this one seemed like it was a good, thorough apology, although they kind of fast-forwarded, you know, through.
Well, I'll tell you what they're doing here is they're heightening, they're elevating Spencer's character, you know, and bringing the goodness out in him so as to make the anguish of Trina not realizing how much he loves her and what he did for her, to make that anguish all the more rich, you know, as we see her cavorting with little capybara, you know, and we'll be like, oh, we'll realize that Spencer is really her true love, and she won't realize it, but we will.
Thank goodness you're here to guide me, G.
I know, that's the beautiful part of it.
All of that.
I don't know if that's called something, that sort of, I mean, it's unrequited love, but us being in on the thing without.
Yeah, it definitely makes him seem more worthy of Trina's love and affection.
Right. Yeah. So they're redeeming him in our eyes.
Yeah, they are redeeming him. And I mean, you have to go back all the way to when he first met her, when he was, you know, bad, like from
being a lying, duplicitous boy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I suppose it's possible for him to evolve, I guess.
Yeah. Well, not to keep dwelling on this live Facebook feed I saw earlier, but the actors were speaking of, Uncle Victor was speaking about, when they asked about the character development and what, you know, would you ever say anything about your not liking what they were doing with your character? And he was saying that the big difference, he said, you know, when you do a TV show or a movie or whatever, you're there's an arc like of your character's development.
Right.
He said, but the soap opera is an open-ended vehicle.
Yeah.
And so you don't ever, you know, you don't want to like, you don't want to have the arc because that would be the end, you know, don't want to.
Or there's multiple arcs.
Yeah. Yeah. So so they don't question, you know.
Yeah.
But he was saying as a newcomer, he finds it funny that, you know, each scene he does and he doesn't really know the whole history. And so he says, he asks, you know, are you an ex-lover? You know, do I hate you or like, and then he kind of knows what sort of, you know, vibe.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Have I tried to kill you or.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah. And the other thing that's different is that because it's on every day, they can really sort of build it. You know, it's not as if it's really done well, it's not as like abrupt a change as sometimes you see on other shows.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful vehicle for our stories.
It really is. And I think they sort of have to be more invested, you know, because it is such a, it's a, probably a pretty exhausting job.
Yeah, I find myself, I know we've talked about this before, but pondering again the human need for stories in our brains. I had run out, I had read all the books you sent me for whatever it was, my birthday or something, which were lovely. Thank you. And I'd let a gap happen between finishing and getting back to the library, because that's the kind of dork I am. I go to the library. Sure. And so I had like two or three nights where I didn't have a book, and it was making me crazy. You know? Nice. And I thought, well, I have to read books. I'm watching stories. Basically, I have these shows I need to, you know, like, like, why do I need to keep all these stories going? Is it because our lives are so dull, our real lives, that I need I need to be in that police office on Hill Street Blues all the time or whatever?
Yes.
I don't know. But I feel like storytelling is such a an age-old art, you know, that I don't know. Are the cats sitting around telling stories? I don't know.
They don't have to.
But why don't they have to? Why do we have to? Is this what separates us from the beasts? I mean, we don't know if the beasts are telling stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it does help us make sense of things. You know, I think
if we didn't need a story, we just could be watching like colors move around or something. You know what I'm saying?
That would be nice. I would enjoy that.
Well, you can do that too.
I think I do that, actually. I spend a lot of time looking at paint chips.
That's true. You do.
Yeah, I think we need, you know, especially like if something traumatic happens, you kind of want to repeat it in a story, you know, to help you kind of get a
That's weird. That's a weird thing to say. What do you mean? Like, if we have trauma in our lives, we need to like have it acted out for us? I would think we'd want to avoid it.
I'm saying, like, let's say you see something horrifying happen. Like, I think you want to be able to tell somebody what you saw, you know, kind of to help you, like, to share the burden.
Oh, you mean so, like, that might be why an author writes, is that you're.
Yeah, if you've got stuff that you're trying to sort of
voice your trauma on other people.
Yeah, maybe. But like you remember last time we were talking about the guy that you saw on the street, right?
Oh, the drug-addled young man.
Yeah. So it seems like, you know, part of it is like you're just trying to figure out like the different sides of things, you know, by talking it out, basically.
Yeah, maybe just like ordering our world a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a lot of people like to tell stories of like animals being killed and stuff like that, you know, and I can't listen to those stories, but it seems like it is sort of like almost a necessary sort of reaction, you know?
Yeah. I used to, in my younger days, I like would not stop reading a book. If I started, it was like a badge of honor or something.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, if I get to something, I'm like, nope. You know,
yep.
like that newbie be like, nope, not gonna.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if it's something that's going to stay with me that.
That's right. So anyway. Yep. And maybe like the stories, like watching TV and stuff like that, it's removed enough and we know in our minds that it really is fiction, that it sort of enables us to live through these things like in a safer way.
Maybe. So it's more of therapeutic. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Yeah. It's like me watching Friends before I go to bed. It's like it helps me relax and feel like I'm in a comfortable, good place, you know?
Okay. I generally sleep through Elementary. That's sort of like my.
Oh, I love Elementary.
I see the opening plot, and then I'm like, you know, I have no idea.
Oh, that's such a good show.
I know, but it's like my little like sleepy time, you know.
Yeah.
And the old man watches it. I have no idea what happens. I'm sure that Sherlock Holmes figures everything out, but.
Well, yeah. Yeah, hopefully anyway. Someday you'll be able to stay awake through that show.
It could be, but anyway. Okay, should we talk about General Hospital? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I got philosophical and weird there for a minute.
Yeah, a little bit. That was strange. That's what happens when I guess we're running on empty. But
Not allowed to sing it, right? We'll get written up.
I don't know. I don't think it would be identifiable as Jackson Brown's song. We would get sued for other reasons.
Just for hacking up his song. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a bunch of poolside scenes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For better or worse. But the one I wanted to talk about just very briefly was when Finn was with Violet and his dad. And Finn's fingers, his fingernails looked kind of bluish to me. I don't know if you noticed that. I don't know.
Wow, I missed that. But that's not good for a surgeon.
No.
Oh, not like not under the fingernail, but you mean the actual, like, the moon of the nail?
It just looked like, you know, how it can look kind of like purplish if you're cold?
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like, you know, sort of like bluish purple, like he was very cold or something. I don't know.
The pool wasn't warm that day, but he wasn't in the pool.
he wasn't in the pool.
Maybe a little vitamin deficiency or low on magnesium or something.
Or maybe his pants are tight. I know a little bit about that. But anyway, he's probably okay. He's probably all right. But
all right. Well, let's hope so. Okay.
Yeah.
Violet was cute. I'll say that Violet was cute.
Yeah.
I have not warmed up to Professor Dumbleass there at all.
He gives you nothing. Nothing, really.
We get nothing from you, mister.
He's a stiff.
Yep. And then I didn't like the whole interaction that he had later, he and Violet, when they ran into Alexis and the girls, which I always enjoy seeing them as a little female family unit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of enjoy that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you on the fashion front. I feel like I'm seeing a lot of shirts tied in the front.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever worn your shirt that way?
I think you know the answer to that. Lately, I haven't buttoned them all the way down for a couple of reasons, but no, I don't think I've ever
tied a shirt in front of me like that. I think it's part of their like shorthand for like summer fun, like summer fashion fun, you know, like we're going to a picnic, you know, so we're going to tire. Uh-huh. And Alexis had this shirt that like was tucked in the front and then hung down like 8 miles in the back. And I thought only Alexis could pull off that look. It's very exaggerated. I mean, I know they're kind of doing that now with a longer in the back, which I approve of that because I got a big old caboose. And so I like that sort of a shirt, you know, but
I need to hide the front excessive. Too, though.
Yeah, I just need to have the whole thing, you know.
Just concealed.
Just like, I have been on this freaking diet for almost a month and I've lost, like, no alcohol, no, nothing good, no bread, no, you're like, low carb, no snacks. Uh-huh. And I've lost an entire 3 pounds. I'm like, and that was probably that's terrible.
That's not too. I mean, it's better than nothing. Let's face it.
It's sad.
But if you're not enjoying,
people don't need to hear me whine about this. But I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
It's a sad time. Sure. Anyway, so on the fashion front, I just wondered about the tied shirt thing, because Brooklyn, Sam, I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
More okay. Friends. Was that all you wanted to say about the pool? What else did you want to say about the pool?
Well, I was very, very briefly, my hopes. I got my hopes up when Marshall said he wasn't dressed to hang out by the pool. I was like,
yeah,
it's about time somebody said that. But then, of course, he sat down, decided he did have a little time.
Yep, he did.
And when you looked at him from the side with that small hat, his head looked like it was like square. There was something weird going on and it wasn't working for him.
Okay. Now that you've told me the clue that when you watch the credit, the opening credits, that tells who's gonna, and I'm like, Marshall.
I know. Automatically your hopes are dashed for a clean episode.
the clean. Yeah, like if it's not Cody, it's Marshall or Drew. It's gonna be a, like, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, what'd you think about Portia and Curtis and the whole goofy proposal? And
I don't know. I feel like it's funny what that today, in today's world, where like people choose their pronouns and stuff, it seems almost too old fashioned to me to have these like romance, these traditional romantic storylines, you know? You know what
it's
I mean,
an interesting too? Take on things.
just like the pressure, like to Sam and Dante to like sort their thing out and all that stuff. It just seems like why do people have to like, you know, respond to,
get,
to relationships
get married
that way? You know,
or why do they have to cross these lines that make them official?
Yeah,
well,
and have some sort of imaginary timeline about when they're supposed to like reach a certain
stage
in their relationship. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I like that you've tied it to pronouns. yeah, I don't know. And like the whole, did you want to have a baby? And yeah,
well,
you're right. These are all kind of, I don't know if old fashioned's the right word, but
maybe not.
Like they are used, they are still relying on, sort of a timeline of romance or whatever you want to call it, a life trajectory with people pairing off where, and of course in the olden days they wouldn't, my parents would have certainly removed the living together portion, you know, when they were
of that time,
yeah, if they could have, or you know.
Yeah.
And but now that's sort of an accepted practice, I would say, as a precursor.
Yeah.
But yeah, do these things have to happen?
Right.
Does it have to be defined that way? Like I lots of people our age, around our age, you know, and older that I see, especially here in Florida, because we're all older, who have, what would you say, romantic entanglements or whatever. But have no intention of, it doesn't go further.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like, it's just silly at a certain age to be thinking about like, well, are we going to get a China pattern or, you know, like.
Yeah.
It's, so,
they might seem sort of unconventional, but at some point the conventions just don't work, you know.
The or they're just, it's
they
just.
They don't have value.
They don't. Like if you're a particular age, like why are you speaking that way as if there's this, you go off to this rosy future of white picket fence and three and a half children or whatever it is. And And I'd have to say Dante and Sam, like, I kind of agree, like they've got complicated lives already with their respective children and coma ex-wives and that kind of stuff.
And so it still doesn't quite ring true that Dante would have been the one, you know, if either of them had to like bring up that issue, you know?
And she's holding back.
It kind of like, it's not like the relationship was that convincing to begin with. So
no,
now
it really
it's sort of like, you know, whatever, just, you know, this is your chance, split up, you know?
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
And then, like, as far as Curtis and Portia go, I feel like they have turned themselves into, like, shells of their former selves to begin with.
I think so, too. And I really am disturbed at, like, the conversation they had about where Portia was thanking Curtis for helping her, you know, supporting her through injecting Oz.
I know.
You know, helping her get through what she had to do. And it's like, helping you turn into a potential murderer. And neither one talked about the sort of moral line that they crossed.
Right. And even Jordan helped them. So.
Right. You know. Yeah. I thought that was disturbing. And I don't like the way she's acting more and more kind of little girly or something.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way neither one of them can keep a poker face about anything. Like. bring up schizophrenia, and suddenly Jordan's like, well, actually, if, I mean, not Jordan, Portia is like,
I know, like, even if you do the research, you know, he doesn't have to develop the condition, you know.
What? Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not digging where they're taking those two, and those are two characters I like quite a bit.
They had potential, definitely. I liked Curtis. He's, you know, he was sort of going off on his own and doing his thing, and now he's just
I'd like to see more of him with Wu.
Yeah. I was like, thinking when I was looking at Jordan, maybe she would have been better in that sort of a role or that actress.
Oh, that's interesting. You know? That's interesting. Yeah.
Mm. Where you do kind of like, you're all right with Madame Wu only having like one volume, you know? And
right. Yeah. Striking one, tone, one note. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. But yeah. I don't know. What else? Let's see. What other scenes did we have? What did we like? What else happened?
Oh, we had some Elizabeth. That was, I guess, on Friday. Friday was a pretty disappointing episode.
Was that the day? Did she break the vial in her hand? And
well, yeah, and TJ was that earlier, was sort of cleaning that up. Yeah.
Oh, we had a lot of Willow. That's right. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of Willow and Britt.
Britt, and Willow. Yes. I thought Willow was a little bit out of line with her comment to Britt, which I know is just meant to strike Britt's heart, because you don't, you know, if you don't have children and you didn't want children, how can you, you know, like, it's like, you don't say that to your doctor when they're, you know,
right.
It was a little bit.
Yeah.
But so she's about to actually go ahead and tell Michael, which there just seems to be a lot of manufactured dilemmas at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of them.
That's one of them. Yeah.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you about. How do you like our new scuzz bag?
I know. Put him on the spreadsheet. What's his name? Mason? Is that what it was?
Mason. Like a Mason jar. Yeah.
He does look like a total scumbag.
And his voice, or I don't
know. Like, yeah. He's like a walking red flag, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Maxie's radar should be way up.
Spinelli's... Yeah, but no, he's going to the Quartermain picnic. So
sure.
Yeah. Gonna be hijinks like crazy at this picnic.
Oh, when they build up these events that everybody's gonna go to, you know, it's gonna be a disaster.
So he was fun. Any idea or any like want to make any predictions about what his deal is?
I have no idea. Austin? I don't know.
And the Pawtuck Chronicles.
I know. It's almost like Nixon Falls. Yeah. A spinoff. But it just seems so out of left field. I mean, I guess it gives Spinelli a little something to sink his teeth into if he wants to figure out how to get Maxie back.
But those storylines have been left for untouched for so long that I just I've ceased to care about Maxie and Austin.
Yeah, I know. And now I kind of feel like, Maxie, cut him loose. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a waste of that actor. You know, it's a waste of that character even, you know? Yep. So that's disappointing. Yep. Maybe he's pissed off the writers. Who knows? You know?
But how about Sonny and the Blue Jacket?
Why can't
it's like a children's book. Sonny and the Blue Jacket.
Oh, that's the only jacket he has now.
When he's going to an outside scene, it's like he wears that jacket or something. I like when they go outside, though. I do like that. I don't know why.
Book. Yeah.
I just like the lighting outside.
Yeah. But
and I'm starting to fall for he and Nina as a couple again, because they're both so goofy. Yeah. But I like they're meant for each other. They're really dorky together.
All they really talk about is whether they can go places together or not.
Yeah, well, they should be worried about that. They really should.
Yeah, if they could just find some places where it's okay for them to go, like Charlie's, you know, they could go there.
Yeah, yep.
But then they'd really have to figure out something else to talk about.
Right. They just need to go ahead and have the relationship, and then they'll have some fresh problems.
Fresh problems,
fresh new problems, And we had Dex. We had a little Dex. Dex and Michael. We had Dex and Michael in the boathouse.
And I was examining the eyebrows because I thought you would want me to.
I do want you to. Did you? What do you think?
Well, definitely, like, even Sunny's eyebrows are sort of the traditional kind of curve, you know?
Yeah.
But Dex's are definitely, like, the part like closest brood. To the nose is lower.
Okay.
They're pointing down, like,
well, I think they've been cleaned up, though. I feel like they've been cleaned up on that over the brow bone area.
Maybe. But he definitely has sort of a fixed expression because of his eyebrows, I think.
I like him.
you're just trying to make me mad.
Well, I like that he shows up at the door at the Quartermain.
That's where the friendship ended.
Yeah, and there's a year's worth of coffee and stupid Michael. Like, why take him to the boathouse? Like, you had the perfect excuse, just walk to the car and say you're getting the coffee stuff, you know. But you go to the boathouse, somebody's going to see you in the boathouse and be like, why are you? And then his cover's going to have to be like, oh, Dex and I are having an affair.
Willow doesn't satisfy me. She's with TJ.
And Nina's like lurking. Nina's
doing her own little math in her head, you know.
Yeah, do you think, like, she's going to misconstrue that? And yeah, I don't know what the point of that is.
Yeah, because she's had two occasions where they've been very close to each other.
Yeah, so she's just looking for dirt on Willow or something?
Like, maybe. That would be kind of fun if that just blew up in her face.
Yeah, oh, it's all going to blow up in everybody's faces. And then they're going to need her bone marrow or whatever.
Or whatever it is.
But I don't know. I'm not doing great on scene recall today.
Well, I think we've touched on a lot of it. I mean, there was a lot of, like, just frustrating, like, conversations, like Dante and Olivia, you know, and Olivia's, like, going off on him about, you know.
Yeah.
What he should be doing.
I kind of like their relationship.
I do, you know, too, like, but I think we could do with a little less of it, because he is a grown man.
Yeah.
and she looks like she's about his age, so that makes it weird.
Right, yeah. And did you like her macrame, like, sort of top-of-the-dress things? Like,
I was a little confused by that.
Yeah.
And I don't mean I didn't like it. I just kind of was confused by the different textures.
Okay. I couldn't decide if I liked it or not, but yeah. I was distracted by her cleavage in her scenes with Dante, because, like you, I'm thinking they're about the same age.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. It seemed a little weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I am a bit of a prude, but I don't need, like, a lot of cleavage in my soap opera.
Yeah, well, maybe we're trying to attract more male viewers.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. And we should be okay with it, but...
We should, yeah, I guess.
We're both... Yeah. We are prudes, I think.
I guess so.
That's true. It's really true.
Yeah. Oh, well.
we say horrible things, but then we're prudes.
We're complicated.
There you go. That's an answer to everything.
Yeah. I was going to say that also on Friday, we had an agonizing, excruciating Brit Cody conversation.
What did they talk about? I can't remember.
They were at the stable. First we got, like, a bird's eye view, or like a from above looking down on the stable floor. I don't know what that was for.
Oh, yeah, like Pergo, like it was the Pergo floor.
It was a Pergo ad.
yeah
Pergo is insisting,
like, that's the kind of floor you have in a stable, right? Yeah.
Oh my god. But they were doing, like, that sparring, you know, and
I don't
need any of that, and I feel like,
and that,
you know,
ridiculous crest painted on the wall behind them.
Yeah,
I don't think
the Quartermains would have a crest like that painted on the siding.
It's so cheesy. Yeah. It's so cheesy. It's so not like wealthy wealth.
Right.
You know,
it's like a lazy props department. Sorry,
yeah, it's
props,
like a lazy R ranch. You know. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I blocked that scene. Sorry. I'm annoyed. Yeah. I feel like we know we have a finite amount of time with Brit, and they're gonna
make us just be happy to see her go because she'll be free of him.
I have a hard time even concentrating on what he's saying because they have this one moosed curl on his forehead that drives me insane. And I know that's petty of me. And
no, the whole package is, there's nothing about it.
I think they think that like arranging the curls like that is cute or something and it's like, you're just pissing me off with that curl. Yeah. It's like, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm kind of annoyed. I will probably come around on him because I didn't like Dex either, and now I'm digging the Dex action.
Yeah, your attitude on Dex changed so quickly. I feel like somehow he got to you.
I just see potential for a really duplicitous
Did you have a naughty dream about Dex?
I don't even know which way he swings, you know?
Mm, interesting. Yeah. I think about Jason.
That intrigues me with him with as Dex. Well.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. And I think he's needy. I think he's a little emotionally needy. And I think.
Yeah, he's kind of broken, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's interesting. And I feel like. Things are going to blow up, obviously, with Michael and Sonny, the whole thing. And it's like, it'll be interesting to see where that
and Michael's, leaves him. Michael's kind of broken, too.
He is, yeah.
He's so insistent, you know, that he's not, that it's a little harder to see. But it would be fun to see both of those guys kind of unravel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what if Dex suddenly was like the son Sonny never had or doesn't have anymore? You know, what's Michael going to do then? You know, and you were sort of saying that. Yeah. Like, if Dex went over to Team Sonny,
Yeah. And then tried to cover what he'd done with Michael or double crossed Michael again. So, anyway, I don't know. I think there's potential there. And I think he's he's got some chops as like an evil guy right now, as a scuzzy guy. So so I could see him staying on, whereas I can't see Schmoltz or
I can't stand those paparazzi guys. That just seems
Schmoltz or Felty.
Cheap sort of.
I wouldn't mind seeing Oz stay around though. I'd like to see if he goes on in law school. You know.
And is working with Molly maybe at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they're having him over for dinner with the Davis girls and Oz. Do you think in his mind is he understanding at all? I guess he's not, that Portia might have hastened
probably wouldn't. I mean, he would just be hazy as to, although that'll have to come out at some point, you know, like maybe he'll collapse later or something.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, it's like some late side effect or something. I don't know, but I just find it disturbing that she's like totally okay with what she did. And
And as far as we know, they could just get off scot-free because Jordan's part of it too.
Right. Yeah.
I know. Unless the other doctors sort of like zero in on, you know, how exactly did he wake up?
Yeah, but at this point, why they wouldn't have any reason to look into it, you know?
Yeah, because he's okay.
But maybe Capybara or somebody will be wondering why she was the one in there. You know, I don't know.
Right. Yes.
But. What are you laughing at?
Well, the Capybara Society is very glad to be getting a plug for all this time. They're finally getting recognized.
There's a society for everything, isn't there?
I hope so.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. All right. Well, I guess we kind of covered it. We're both sort of fuzzy-headed.
Yeah, and that didn't seem like a real great Friday-Monday combo, you know?
Yeah, so it's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
But we're dullards.
We're dullards. Well, that's number one.
That might be our fault. Yeah.
number one, yes, we're dullards. But also number two, I think there's been so many episodes, I don't know, in the last few months that have been preempted or whatever. So maybe they're not on their schedule to have a suspenseful Friday happen on a Friday.
Oh, you know? You think they just got off beat, as
that's
it were?
What I'm telling myself, Gio.
Okay. All right. That could
giving
be.
Them a little bit of an out there.
Yeah. We still love them. We still love all of you.
We
all
love
of
our story.
You.
Yeah. Even when they don't give us our favorite characters for,
right.
you know,
even when they don't
long
deliver
stretch,
fully.
And you almost forget all these people that we're not seeing right now. That we
well, they're probably cycling them in and out of their summer vacays. Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Yep.
You know what you forgot to mention was your t-shirt thing. You were supposed to do that first thing.
Shit.
God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well. She's got t-shirts still, people, if you want one.
We do. Yeah. Maybe I'll put it in my little, like, write-up when we post the episode.
There you go. Okay. Well, we'd like to thank all the lovely people for listening.
Suddenly we have an uptick of downloads in Qatar.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Okay.
I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it? The places we go.
The places we'll go.
Where we'll stay, but our voices will go.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
We like you, whoever you
wherever
are.
Wherever you are, we're very happy you're out there listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, Gio.
Okay. Well, we will we'll do this again in a few days. We'll hope for better storylines.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, we will. Okay, Gio. You have a good night. Get something
you
to eat.
You too. Get some sleep, something to eat. Yeah.
Something, yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll talk soon. See ya.
Okay. Bye.